Okay, so I'm just going to rev it a little bit. Is that all right? We're not going to... So that handbrake's on, so we're not going to go through the garage. Yeah. Oh, I just want to get out and have a look at the outside because... Oh, hang on a minute. Good, you have to be really fit to get in and out of. Because I noticed the bright pink, you know, the bright pink helmet with the glittery type flowers on the top and bright pink all around the outside of the car. It does look girly.
Yes, I want to stand out and it to be pink and in your face. I don't particularly like really girly designs because I don't want to stand out as a girl. You know, I'm there as a driver, not as a female driver.
When you're taking part in the competitions, do you find that you're treated differently because you're a woman at all? Because it is a predominantly male sport.
You know, if you allow the male drivers on the track to bully you out the way, then you're just going to get picked on. Female drivers have to drive much more aggressively than the male drivers, just so they actually need to earn respect before they can do anything. So I think the thing to raise the profile of motorsport and girls in motorsport is, you know, promote and televise a lot more championships, and, you know, maybe the lower levels.
Oh, jeez, this is quite a hard workout, isn't it? Okay, so how am I doing?
That's pretty good.
I'm quite tired already. So, I think I'll make a boxer anytime soon?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Right, lead hand only, at range, long range boxing. Away you go.
My name's Andy Cox, I'm head coach at Grimsby Boxing Academy. Yeah, I think females are feeling now more part of the sport, with most boxing clubs running female-only fitness classes. The other good thing about our sport now is it's developing because we've got more females. Now we've got in the red corner from Grimsby, Jade Winfara.
I didn't really start until 2012, and that's when the Olympics was on, so we had Nicola Adams. So I wasn't involved when it was really male-dominated. It's quite... popular for women now.
And in the blue corner, also from Grimsby, Kirsty Hill.
Last season I was actually involved in an international women's show. I think more things like that, and to get that televised. So it's not just on things like the big events like the Olympics.
Basically the aim of the game is touch the person with the ball.
Yep.
Once you've touched them, you've got to run back to the try line.
Just tap and go, tap and go.
So I run with this.
Yeah, run. And looking to pass or
okay.
Just
okay, well, I'd rather pass it so I don't get hit.
Players disappear.
Right, Melanie, how did I do?
You did really well, but
for the first time. Your passing was great. Yeah, it was good. Just tap and go, tap
your
and go.
Your adult ladies team. Yeah. Do they have any sponsorship?
We hit a lot of brick walls in the finding sponsorship, and we ordered kit in August and we got it in December. When our season was nearly over.
Why is it a struggle then?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that question. Lots of people say, well, if we're winning games and we're playing really well, we're training hard, why are we not getting a sponsorship?
My name's James Mackay. I'm the England Rugby Development Officer for East Yorkshire. I think the promotion around rugby union and the women's game is, you know, really kicked on the last few years, especially with the ladies winning the World Cup. Getting more women and girls involved, it's kind of breaking down those stereotypes through the Rugby World Cup and the promotion. You know, that's had, you know, it shows that it is a game for all, and it's not just the stereotypical bloke's game.